communication styles 4 leaders. There is a strong correlation between leadership and excellent communication skills, meaning that almost all great leaders are also known for their ability to communicate effectively. Examples of this type are many: Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Gandhi, Napoleon Bonaparte, Winston Churchill, Barack Obama, Margaret Thatcher, and Florence Nightingale. All these people were known for two things: their ability to act as leaders, as agents of change, and for their ability to communicate. Florence Nightingale is a terrific example. She effected changes in the care and treatment of wounded soldiers during the Crimean War, and she did it as a woman, at a time that women's voices were not generally listened to by the paternalistic bureaucracy. It is a testament to Florence Nightingale's tenacity and force of will, and her abilities as a master communicator to communicate her message with the full force of her conviction, her logic, and the power of her statistical evidence, that she was able to change the minds of the men at the Ministry of War. This power of communication is a common theme for all great leaders. So if you would be a great leader, you could start your quest by working to improve your communication skills. Your communication skills are made up of 3 channels. 1. Your words. 2. Your voice tone. 3. Your body language. But consider this: your words can be further subdivided into 2 major subsets. 1. Your powers of logic, and 2. Your powers of rhetoric. Your powers of logic may be defined as your ability to persuade the minds of others by making use of your available evidence, mathematical proof, and reasoned arguments. Your powers of rhetoric may be defined as your ability to persuade the minds of others by making use of things other than the evidence, the proof, and the reasoned arguments. These rhetorical devices include: 1. Appeal to emotion, example, an appeal to fear. Do as I say, or else. 2. Appeals to a moral ideal. Do as I say, because it is the morally right thing to do. 3. Appeals to the majority opinion. Do as I say, because I represent the voice of the people. 4. Appeals to authority. Do as I say, because it is also the will of God, or the king, or the will of the boss. Great communicators combine logic, proof, evidence, reasoned argument, together with emotion, moral justification, the will of the people, and the authority of kings, or of God, to reinforce their message. Then they add a powerful voice tone, and they toss in some great body language, and, hey presto! You now have a master communicator. Have a look at the following. It is from June 1940. It is an extract from Winston Churchill's famous speech, "We shall fight on the beaches." This was the second of 3 major speeches given around the period of the Battle of France. Your task is to try to figure out which elements of this speech are examples of logic, and which elements are examples of rhetoric. I think you will agree that it is a speech based mostly on rhetoric. I have, myself, full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary 4 years, if necessary alone. Even though large tracts of Europe may fall into the grip of the apparatus of Nazi rule, we shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France, we shall fight on the seas and oceans, we shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air, and we shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender. If you would be a master communicator, then study logic, study rhetoric, study voice tones, and study body language. Enjoy the discoveries you'll make. If you want to learn about logic and rhetorical speech, please attend our 2-day leadership course. We look at logical speech on day 1, and we look at rhetorical speech in the afternoon of day 2.